Since the full-scale invasion started on the 24th of February, Russian troops have already damaged 594 educational institutions in Donetsk region. In particular, 263 schools have been hit. Pavlo Kirilenko, the head of the Donetsk Regional Military Administration, posted relevant information on Telegram. According to him, today one more school became a target for the Russians, this time school number 17 in Kostyantynivka. The Russians struck the school around 4 o'clock in the morning. The building was seriously damaged, but no one was injured. In addition, Turetska came under missile attack at night. There were no casualties, but houses were damaged, the official informed. All the crimes of the occupiers are documented to bring the culprits to justice, he added. Meanwhile, Serhii Heyday, the head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration, reported that the occupiers were preparing children for war in the almost completely captured Luhansk region. Luhansk residents report on repeated cases of disappearance of children aged 14 to 18 years. They are detained until their identities are established. The procedure does not last 72 hours, as usual, but until a child is picked up by a father or a brother who is faced with a choice. If not a child, then who will go to the front instead? Heyday wrote. He also noted that 30 school-age children were recently sworn in and initiated into the Young Guard Military Patriotic Movement in the village of Novodurkul, occupied Belovaz district. The official considers that in this way the occupiers are already preparing children for war, while parents calmly observe the absurdity that leads to death. Bohdan Marushiak.